Hi everyone, welcome to Words of Wisdom with Apostle Glenn Munama. We are excited to have you on our podcast, and we know you will be blessed, convicted, and strengthened by this week's podcast episode. Don't forget that a new episode is posted every Wednesday at 7 p.m. South African Standard Time. Before you get into it, please don't forget to follow us on social media. Our Facebook page is The Synagogues JWC. Our Instagram is thesynagogues.jwc. And last but not least, our YouTube page is Ida TV. We also would love to hear back from you, so we have set up a Discord channel for you all. Feel free to check out the podcast description for the link. We also have a few announcements. The Synagogues JWC is building. Our goal is to have the funding to start phase one of the auditorium by 2025. To give towards the project, you can use our PayPal PayMe link or via bank transfer. Banking details and PayPal link can be found in the podcast description. Let us build the house of the Lord. Enjoy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus?
Amen.
I wanted to share from the Word of God. I want to teach about something that really we experience most of the time in this world, and I believe it's one of the reasons for a lot of heartaches and disappointments in life. Are you here? Let's read from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs what? Chapter 13, verse 12. Can you read it for us, please?
Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12.
Uh-huh.
Hope deferred makes the heart sick.
Hope deferred makes the heart sick, meaning that hope is sort of when an expectation is not met, it makes the heart sick. Okay, continue.
But he who reverently fears and respects the commandments of God will be rewarded.
Will be rewarded. Hallelujah. So, what is the meaning of deferred? Deferred means pulled back, delayed, not fulfilled. So when hopes or expectations are not fulfilled, people get disappointed. And disappointment can lead to many things in life, especially sickness. Are you here? That's why the Bible says it makes the heart sick. Say it makes the heart sick. Say it makes the heart sick. So hope deferred. Say hope deferred. Makes what? Say hope deferred. Hope, in other words, hope disappointed. Makes what? The heart sick. Amen? So hope in Hebrew word here used is what we call tokeleth. Tokeleth. Say tokeleth. Which means an expectation. Now, in the Bible, you find the word hope used in many places, but it sometimes means different things. Are you here? Are you with me? So you have to understand the context in which it is used to understand what it means. But I'll tell you that generally, when the word hope is used, it's used in two ways. Okay? It means either confident expectation or uncertain expectation. Oh, are you hearing me? In other words, you are looking forward to something with confidence that it will happen, which is almost like faith. So that's why you find that hope can be interchanged with faith depending on whether it is confident expectation or not. Certainty, knowing that something is going to happen for sure. Oh, you're not with me. In other words, when you have confident expectation, it's different when you just have expectation or uncertain expectation. Are you with me? When you have confident expectation, you're looking forward with excitement. That's what is important. You're looking forward with what? With excitement. Say excitement. Because for you, it's like you're already living in the moment. Oh, you're not with me here. Are you here? You look forward with so much excitement as if it has already happened. Now, listen to me. The reason why people get disappointed in life is because they put the wrong hope in the wrong things. That's why the Bible says in Psalms 143 verse 6. Can you read Psalms 143 verse 6 for me? Psalms what? Verse what?
Okay. Psalms 143 verse 6. I reach out my hands to you.
Yes.
My throat thirsts for you.
No. It's 146 verse 3. Sorry.
Psalms 146 verse 3.
Yeah.
Do not trust in princes, in mortal men, in whom there is no salvation.
Do not put your trust. Now, that is hope. That word trust is also translated hope. Say hope. So it says, do not put hope in wrong people. In other words, do not put confident expectation in people. People are not supposed to be relied on completely, as if what they said will come to pass. When a boyfriend says, I'm going to marry you, you don't go around phoning anybody and say, hey, I'm going to be married, because he's a man. Don't put your confident hope in him. Can I talk to somebody here? The reason why people are so disappointment only comes when you attach wrong emotions to wrong hopes. There's a hope that is not supposed to go with emotions. Oh. When you promise me something, okay, all right, okay, I'll see if you do it. It's all right. I'm not attached to it. If you don't do it, I won't feel bad, because I never had confident expectation in a human being. Some of us are disappointed by our parents because they did not do what they said they were going to do. Hey, you have attached wrong expectations. Is it making sense to somebody? It's only God who must receive confident expectations. Because he's not a man to lie. He's not a son of man to change his mind. Many people are sick in their hearts because they have trusted people they were not supposed to give so much trust. Listen. Almost every heartache in this world is caused by disappointments. All right. Am I talking to the right people? You know, when somebody starts saying nice things to you, you put everything in it as if that person is God. I'll do this for you. I'll do this for you. Hey, really? Really? Tomorrow they are gone. They don't even say bye-bye. You are left holding air. Can I preach? Am I preaching still? Am I preaching? Is this preaching? I can't see what Timu took one Lennon. Uti. Hello? When people tell you things, just take them with a pinch of salt. I go, no, kemo, no, no, kemo, no, kemo. Hello? Yes. A human being. I don't know. Who's that person to you? But as long as I care tightly, a human being cannot be trusted fully. I know husbands are looking at wives and wives are looking at husbands. What is he talking about? We have wives that are very disappointed and husbands that are very disappointed in marriage because they had wrong expectations. They put confident expectation in a wrong person. Only God must get confident expectation. Only God. Hallelujah. Anybody who says God disappointed them, he didn't understand the word. Because his word is his contract. He's his covenant. He does everything according to what is in there. So he can't disappoint anybody except people who misunderstand the word of God and base their beliefs on wrong interpretation of the word. And then they say, there are a lot of people who are mudimu disappointed. You disappointed God because you don't understand. The word of God is his contract. Hello. Amen. Am I talking something to you today? Amen. Those of you who fall in love, please be sober. Tell your neighbor, did you fall in love? Please be sober. I pray. Please, I pray to you. Are you here? Yeah. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but wakula. People are sick because of expectations. Too much from a man. He doesn't mean anything he's saying, some of them. Yeah. They're saying things because they want something. Wena unkeile, utategile. Are you here? Amen. Somebody's not saying anything. He's worried or concerned. He say, what is this now? Am I helping somebody here? Yeah. So when you say you have hope, I'm hoping this thing is going to work. Better make sure it's not a wrong hope. Hello? Because men may or may not do what they say they're going to do. It's gamble. You don't know what is in man's heart except God. It does not matter the smile they give you. It might just be a mask. Now I'm going to preach. Ne? And after this, I go home. Hello? Are you here? Many people in the world today are very disappointed. Now, what does it mean that it makes the heart sick? I'm gonna give you a list of what can happen when people are disappointed seriously in life. What can happen to them? So that's why you must never gamble with your hope.
Analangkutla batwamudim. Must I come to you rather? Let me come. I'll see you later. Hello. Look at your neighbor. Don't gamble with your hope. Confident hope, live for God. The rest, give them other hopes. Then you will save yourself heartaches. Are you here? Disappointment is what we feel when our expectations for the desired outcome are dashed. Look at your neighbor. What are you hoping for? And who are you putting it in? That one. And what type? If you are here disappointed, or you know somebody's disappointed, I can tell you one thing. They've given the wrong hope to the wrong person. Hello. We are here to make you strong in the Lord. Amen. You see, especially Christians can really trust. You see, the people of the world are barumutu kimusheba fela so. But Christians, because they are in this atmosphere of faith and trusting, they are easy praise. Are you still here, people? They are easy praise. We'll promise you things that don't exist. Amen. Are you still here? Now, what can happen? What can happen? I'm going to give you a number of things that can happen. Now, before that, just a little bit of this. There are experiments that have been done that may be relevant to this subject, and I'll tell you these experiments. Do you want this? Do you want to hear this? That were done on dogs and cats and all that. Can I tell you about this? Now, those who wants to do references, you can go. Martin Seligman, Selagman, M-A-N, Martin. Now, they conducted a series of experiments on dogs, okay? Are you here? And what did they find? They put dogs in three groups, looking at what would be the effect of disappointment on people, on dogs, okay? On animals. The dogs were harnessed in the first group, the three group of dogs. The first group, they harnessed them for a duration of time without receiving any electrical shock. So they were shocking them, amen? Shocking them. So the first one group didn't get the shocks. The second group, are you still here? The dogs were harnessed and received electrical shocks that they could avoid by pressing a panel with their nose. So if they get the shock, they can press something, then they will escape. Amen? The third group, in the third group, the dogs were harnessed also and received electrical shocks, but these were not given the opportunity to escape. So, now, they found that when they removed those dogs and put them in a box where they could escape if they thought a little bit harder. Are you here? So they put all of them in the same boxes. The dogs that were never shocked, they quickly worked it out. They were out of the boxes. Are you hearing me? So they were out of boxes. So when they're receiving shocks quickly, they could, oh, okay, there, I'm gone. And then the second group, which received shocks with a stimulation, with something to press, they also managed to find the way out. But what was shocking was that those who were shocked before and never had a chance to escape with a panel, with a button, they remained in the box and continued to receive shocks. Are you hearing me? Because their ability to think that there is anything better out there was gone. Now, I hope you are listening to me. So they were accepting whatever was coming their way. That is the effect of shock. Some of the things people settle for, they shouldn't. It's because of the results of previous disappointments. Now, they did the same experiment involving cats, also with the same thing. They were shocking them, and they were also giving them a way to escape. But this one, they also added a button in the third group. In other words, the group that was receiving shocks, the first group received a button they could press, they could go out. And then the third group also had a button that was not working. That is disappointment. So this button they kept pressing, the shock was still hitting. So that was disappointed expectations. I hope I'm talking to somebody here. So they took them out, put them in boxes. The same thing repeated itself. The ones that received shock without way out, they were just there and receiving more shocks. Other dogs were escaping. They remained in the cage. Now this is sad, isn't it? What disappointment can do to people? They can take away the motivation to do anything in life, to take your life to any level. Disappointment is very demonic. And I'm sure every single one person sitting here, you were disappointed one way or the other. If you are alive, you have eaten some papa and flakes, you have been disappointed. Levels are not the same. Some more serious than others. But people have been disappointed, devastated by disappointments that they cannot even do anything in life. They are finished. They cannot even leave their houses. Some people are just eating themselves to death. Once about hola sideways. Eating themselves to death because of disappointment. That's how demonic this thing is. It can take you a thing away for you for the desire for anything better in life. Am I talking to somebody here? Now, what are the effects of disappointment on our lives? I'll give you a few. Number one, there are emotional responses. Say emotional responses. You have said you are unhappy. You are very sad continuously. Amen. There is frustration and anger. Some people are just angry. They are just angry. Anger, disappointment. It's one of the causes of anger in people's life. You try to talk to somebody, leave me alone. Am I talking to somebody? Yeah? Leave me alone. What did I do? This person might have been disappointed. Hasabatla niks, even coming to another human being is a problem. Next to another human is a problem. Because they've lost trust. Am I helping somebody here today? Somebody must come out of that disappointment cage in the name of Jesus Christ. Am I helping somebody here? So some people are just full of anger and they're fighting. They are There's nothing that makes them happy. Doesn't matter what you do. They're anger. Say anger.
Anger.
Next time you meet a person like that, remember this. They might be disappointed. And they're taking their frustration on other people. Poor kids, sometimes parents take their frustration on kids. They bear most of the brunt of this thing, children in the homes. Disappointed mothers and disappointed fathers and disappointed couples, the frustration is on children. When he says, Papa, what? Daddy, what? You may not say amen, it's all right. Are you here? But I haven't said anything. No, okay, what will you say? Because the immediate response is anger. Amen. Amen. Are you still here? Disappointment can disturb somebody's cognitive thinking. In other words, when you are disappointed, you are no longer very bright. Oh yes. You can see some of the decisions disappointed people do, so you. Nala, aye. Am I talking to somebody here? It can affect your thinking processes. So, you know, that's why you mustn't just put your hope just about anywhere. Are you hearing me? Amen? Do you love Jesus Christ? So disappointed people, they can actually foster a pessimistic outlook. You know, they're not looking forward to anything. They're not looking at anything, okay. They're just living. Are you hearing me? They're just living. Nothing possible. Everything to them is useless and hopeless and everything. Amen? Do you love Jesus Christ? They have what you call reduced motivation. That's why I'm saying they don't leave their houses. They don't clean their houses. They don't wash. Do you know somebody like that? Yeah. Hello, someone. How to get through? Lost everything. Disappointment. You know, here's the thing that you must understand, that the enemy wants you to be disappointed. Oh. The enemy will send you people that are very lousy, that are just going to mess your life up. He's working it out. You make sure that you meet some people that are just useless, so that you must never have hope in anything in life again. To teach you a lesson. Never to trust anybody, which is not true. There are people you can trust. Are you hearing me? It's just that don't give them the confident trust, but you can give them a chance in life. Am I making sense to somebody here? So they lose what? They have reduced motivation, eh? The behavioral changes, say behavioral changes. They withdraw, that's the behavioral change. They withdraw, people might withdraw from social interactions. Habasaya anywhere, they just home. Amen? Are you still here? Because they don't want to be disappointed again. Number four. Now, This one can be what we call a positive thing. You know, there are some people, when they get disappointed, they learn from the disappointment and they move forward. They get more resilient and more stronger. Amen? And I can tell you that in this ministry, there are many people who have disappointed me. I did have some hopes in people. Yeah. But they disappointed me. But you see, I didn't have the wrong hopes in them. Are you hearing me? Because if that was the case, I would not have given anybody again a chance in ministry. You know, there are some people who say, nobody's going to come to the pulpit again. Do you know, what I'm talking about? No, but nobody will come here again because people are just like this. But for me, I become more and more stubborn the more people disappoint me. The more I give chance to other people. Are you hearing me? Do you love Jesus Christ? You know, I was looking at these builders, for instance, that are working here. They are not the first people that we have trusted so much with the work that they are doing and paying them the way that we are paying these people. For the first time, and I shared this message with some people yesterday. I don't know if I did it on the leadership. On the ministers. These people sent me a message. The builders sent me a message to say, thank you, boss. We just want to thank you for what you're doing for us. Builders, they said, thank you, boss. Yes. Hallelujah. Same treatment that we have given to others. Others, they've said things about us, despite all the things that we have done for them. The first time a builder, I'm sure Bo Isaac will know this little process, so they will know what I'm talking about. The first time we have a builder who says, you know, and we have trusted them, we have given them a place to stay. It's not the first time we do that. And they've been working here, living here, you know, and sometimes I buy them food. I buy them food and all that. But still, there are people who still come and insult you afterwards. But when you get people like this, you know, you say, I'll never do this thing to anybody. If you get hurt, it means you had wrong expectations. These are people. Allow them to do whatever they want to do. Hallelujah. And life must continue. Do you love Jesus Christ? Say life must continue. Not love, life. Also love must continue, isn't it? Now, risk aversion. So, I didn't talk about. Under your behavioral changes, you can just add risk aversion. Avoiding places that you think are too risky. Okay, so we're talking about resilience and what? And adaptation. Amen? There is something called desensitization. Over time, individuals might become desensitized to disappointment, allow them to cope better. That's another positive thing. The more people disappoint you, you feel that, okay, this is how life is. Amen? Yeah, you know, because you don't, and I believe you can only do this if you don't attach wrong emotions to wrong things. Are you hearing me? So you do what? You adapt. Say you adapt. Say you adapt. Amen? Now, there is mental health issues that can come from this. Anxiety and depression. I tell you, people can be depressed. There are people who are depressed because somebody disappointed them. They are on medication. There are people who cannot deal with certain things. If you can't see yourself living without somebody, you are in trouble. Now, can I say this again? If you cannot see yourself living without a person, you are in trouble. No, amen. If you cannot see your life outside a certain situation or a relationship, you are in trouble. Are you hearing me? You are in what? You are in trouble. That's why when that thing collapses, they want to kill themselves. Suicide. Because they can't see life outside that. Somebody says, yeah, trust people, but leave a door for escape. Are you hearing me? But if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense, isn't it? Just leave a small door, no big one, so that even if you can just fit your body out. Am I talking to somebody here? Do you love Jesus Christ? So some people, they get depressed. And why they get depressed? Simply because what they thought was a source of support for them is gone. They can't see anything else. They get depressed. Are you here? Some live with anxiety disorders simply because they were disappointed. Some have low self-esteem. You don't believe in yourself anymore. You think there's something wrong with you as a woman, as a man. Am I helping somebody here? Amen. Low self-esteem. It's like you are the reason for what has happened. No, you're not. Some people see themselves as failed. They failed. How can a human being decide you failed? Hello? Well, unless he's your teacher in class, of course, then we can mark you wrong. Amen? So some people, because they were disappointed by another person, they see themselves as failure. So which means that person decided that they have failed. Are you hearing me? Look at your neighbor. You are not a failure. I know this message is for someone. Is it for you? Is it for you? I cannot hear you. Amen. In church, we sometimes we wonder why people do not want to be given responsibilities for anything because they feel that they are nothing. No, I can't do that. No, I can't do that because of what has happened in the past in their lives. They don't believe they can be anything. They can do anything. Disappointment can leave you feeling you are useless and worthless. No, you are not. You just put the wrong hope in the wrong person. Are you here? Look at the neighbor. Don't gamble with your hope. I expect you to do it, but even if you don't do it, I won't be hurt. That must be your attitude. Oh, can I talk to somebody? I expect you to do it, but you don't say this to them. You just expect, I expect you to do it, then the rest you say it on the inside of you. Even if you don't do it, I won't be disappointed. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? There must always be, okay, you're saying you promised me what? Okay, you will do it. Yes, I believe you're going to do it. In your heart, you say, even if you don't do it, I'm okay. Hello? And you still smile. But your heart is saying, I'm not going to be fooled. I keep my best confidence for my Lord. Oh, are you here? But this man, I can trust it. It's all right. Say never, it's all right. It's okay. You come back and tell me how it goes. Amen. Are you still here? Say, I will put my confident hope in Christ. Not in man. Look at your neighbor. Say, I trust you. But with uncertain hope or uncertain expectation. Is it making sense? I expect you, but it's uncertain. I'm still here. It happens, it doesn't happen, I'm still cool. Many people fall apart if things don't happen. Am I talking to the right people here? They fall what? Into pieces. Like you can literally pick them up as one piece, one piece, one piece. They are shattered. The hand here, the eye there. Are you hearing me? And there are many. There are many. And some people think that people... That's why church is a very vulnerable space, because people think at church they can't be disappointed. You think when I get a girlfriend, a boyfriend at church and I marry this one, yeah, I'm okay. At least this one, the pastor has preached to this one. Nah. Doesn't work like that. Some people come here because they are looking for something. They're not looking for God. Let me warn you. Let me warn you. There are a lot of vultures that come here. Foxes in sheepskins. They are looking for something to eat. Are you here? Am I blessing somebody here? No, not really. Okay. So you think, okay, at church, okay, I met this brother, I met this guy at church, okay, you know. I have incidences here. I have incidences. People did deals, like, involving hundreds of thousands of rands with people here, and I did not know. And then they were disappointed. Now, after they come to me, they're coming to report the other one. I say, "How? When did it happen?" "No, we thought because this guy he was doing this and this in church again." Don't say it because it's an usher. There are some few, not some few, one or two, no, I don't know how many. Are you here? So a church is very, it's a vulnerable space. Because everybody thinks, hey, this is heaven. Honey, we've got some crooks here. Are just looking. I'm preaching, but not their eyes are like, I'm preaching, they're not looking at me. I can see their eyes, they go. You trust those, you give those ones confident expectations, you are in trouble. Is it making sense to somebody here? I want to finish preaching. Can I finish? I just want to finish preaching. Did you get the message? Yes. Another thing that can happen is people can be so, they can be such attention seekers and support seekers. They want people to be doing everything for them. That can be also a sign of disappointed people. Because now they can't try anything for themselves. That people must be doing everything for them. It's a sign of loss of motivation in life. Am I helping somebody here? So disappointment is not a small thing. So avoid it. That's the message. Avoid it. Of course, if you are already in it, we'll pray for you right now. And I want you to understand that's not the end of life. You put trust in the wrong people. Now you know. You must be wiser next time. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. They say once bitten, twice shy. Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus Christ? So, know this, that if you are in a place right now where you feel the things that I've said here, we're going to pray with you. And may the hand of the Lord set you free today and take you out of that hole and put you on the road where you are supposed to be. I believe that people who get seriously disappointed in life, there's some greatness about them. Because I know that the devil can't waste his time on people who are useless. If he has to arrange your disappointment like that, there's something special about you. People live with resentment. That's another emotion, resentment. People are just not trusting anything. They are angry. They are just untrusting. Amen? Do you love Jesus Christ? But know that there's something about you, and this message is for you. You can rise again. You can give people another chance again in life. Now you know where to put them in the right category. Hallelujah. You can trust them again, but the right way. Not blindly. You keep saying, I can see you. I'm watching you. That's all I will do for now. I won't give you more than that. Are we wiser now? Are we wiser now? Amen. Let's clap hands for Jesus Christ. Amen. I've seen men and women that have been disappointed in relationships, specifically relationships, and that they move from one relationship to another. How not to look at? And one, of course, oftentimes they are the ones that are being victims, not the ones that they. You know, when people see you moving from one person to another, they think on a problem way. It's not the people that you're not, clicking, It's you. You have a problem. But oftentimes it's not the case. This is just a victim of disappointment. He needs to reset his life. Heart's evil or old guy. He's confused now. Need to reset his lives. I'm sure you know somebody. You must ask them. Come to church. God was talking about it. I mean, Murutu was preaching about you today. Come for your prayers. Amen. So I'm going to pray. If there's any woman here like that, any man here like that, I pray that from today your life will be reset. The next commitment you will do will be the right one. In Jesus' name. Oh, you're not even excited. I'm saying the next one is the last one in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever was leading you to wrong people for disappointment, it is leaving you today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I pray that the angel now will take you to the right people. Yes. Oh, you're not. Are you hearing this? Yes. May the angel take you by your hand and to the right place. Amen. Away from this string of disappointments. Amen. Amen. Let's clap hands for Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. You cannot work for God when you have got trust issues. You cannot serve God. You cannot do anything when you have got trust issues. You cannot. You are limited. You get to go over this. You have to go over this. Amen. I'll never trust anybody again. No, you must trust people. Just give them the correct trust. Are you here? Amen. Don't put them in the place of God. They are people. It's like me. Don't put me in the place of, there are some people who have said, Pastor, I'm like God. Pastor. What will you do when I disappoint you? You will leave God, Moose. You'll go straight to Shebin from here. Are you here? Even with the pastor, give me the right expectation. Confident conversation is only for God. He cannot disappoint. But I can. I'm telling you, I can. I'm praying. You're praying for me not to disappoint. Yeah. That's what is sustaining me. But the potential is there. Did you hear what I'm telling you? The potential is there. Amen. There's some people when they hear their pastor has done something, bar umpone kereking umpolai. Don't they say that? Umpone kereking umpolai. You see, they're putting wrong confidence in wrong people. I'm human. I have my own struggle, like you. I just have the grace and anointing to do certain things, but I'm not different from you. I'll be lying to you. Hello. Not superhuman. I've got graces, yes, but not superhuman. Still human. You can still hear stuff about me. Don't be shocked. Am I preparing you for something? No. Amen. Do you love Jesus Christ? Is the message clear, Bazalwane? Are you looking back in your life and things are coming up? Oh, yes. That's the purpose of the teaching. Can you stand on our feet and just thank God? Amen. I want you to pray if there are people in your life that you have found it hard to forgive because of disappointments, please, this is the moment. This is the moment. If you have found it hard to deal with certain incidences in your life, this is the time. Give us music. Where is music, people? Give us music. If you find that there is something hard in your life to cope with, that makes you feel depressed all the time, anxious, fearful, not trusting, this is the time. Are we ready to pray? We need to release people, release relationships, release disappointment, release promises, you know. These are broken promises in most cases. Broken promises. Yeah. Doesn't matter who broke it, this is the time to forget and to forgive. Are we ready? Let us pray. Begin to pray. Don't worry. Don't care about who says what. Just pray. Just pray. Pray, 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 pray. We've been to places, we've been to relationships, we've been to things that today you look back and say, I am what I am because of what happened there. And we find it difficult to break off from this experience. That's what I want us to pray about. Difficult to break off. It's like these things are dragging you back and back every time you want to move forward. Terrible experiences. You trusted. It didn't work out. But it seems you are stuck in that place. You can't move forward. No trust, no belief, no hope for anything better in life. You're just stuck in that place. Today is your day. Begin to release people, circumstances, whatever it is. Release it, release it, release it. Release it. Release it. Release every hard situation. Release every difficult situation. That has shaped your life, that has shaped the way you see people, that has shaped the way you look at people. This incident that has left a mark in your life, that has changed your life forever. This is the time. This is the time to release. You need to move. Your life needs to move from here. You need to move. You need to move. You need to move. Heavenly Father, God, we pray, Lord. We pray this afternoon. Yes, Lord, we have walked in this life. We have lived. We have seen. We have met people. We have trusted them. We have welcomed them in our hearts, in our lives. We trusted them. But today we know that we should not have put them in your place. For you say, trust not in man. Don't put hope in man, but put it in me. Heavenly Father, God, we pray for the grace to let go of that past and forgive and forget the hardships, the pains that we experienced. Heavenly Father, God, we pray. We pray this afternoon. Have mercy on us. Release us from this bondage of resentment, anger, frustration. Heavenly Father, we pray. Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise. You are worthy, Lord. You're worthy. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for releasing us from these experiences. We thank you, Lord, for setting us free from this bondage of the past. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We have made mistakes. We have suffered for them. Forgive us, Lord, as we forgive them also. And we are praying for a new life, for a new beginning. Father, we pray that the next move that we make will not be wrong again. We pray. We commit every decision that they make, Lord, in relationships and other things. We pray, Lord, that God, they will have their trust and hope in the right place. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. It is done. Amen. I know somebody, something is already lifted from their shoulders. You're going to have a different, an exciting life ahead of you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God for the new beginning. Thank God for the new beginning. Say, past disappointments are behind me. Say, past disappointments are behind me. Say, past disappointments are behind me. Say, ahead of me, I see good things. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening, family. There is a way for both international listeners and South Africans to give. For international listeners, please use our PayPal Me link, which you can find in our podcast description. For South Africans, please see our banking details in the description as well. Shalom.